Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, voice of the Bulls, Chuck Swirsky on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
The noise is deafening at Wrigley Field. The Brewers are down to their last chance. Christian Yelich at the plate. Cubs lead by a run. Ground ball, one hop. Diving stop, Nico throws him out. Ball game over. Great play by Horner. Cubs win.
And we are live right here on the home of the Cubs. The Score, 670. Chuck Swirsky, we have Tyler Butterball behind the windows, spinning the dials here at 670 The Score. What a ball game. And you heard the voice of the Hall of Fame Cubs broadcaster, Pat Hughes, of course, as the Cubs held off Milwaukee as the Cubs scored 4 in the first inning. Quinn Priester, and actually I have followed Quinn Priester's career. He was an outstanding two-way player at Cary Grove. And a lot of people don't know this, but he was on that state championship team, 6A football for Cary Grove. But then he goes to Pittsburgh in the first round and struggles a little bit, gets traded to Boston last year, and then gets traded to Milwaukee this year, and actually had a really, really good season for the Brewers. But his heart was pounding, probably going 1,000 miles an hour. And the Cubs got to him, and then Mears threw a wild pitch. And the Cubs, even though they were held scoreless the rest of the way, they held on. And so now we got a series, folks. And I still maintain, Tyler, as I said after Game 3 of the Padres, the Cubs are going to win this series in 5 games. You can book it. Okay? I'm just saying, Tyler, they're going to win this series. We've got lines open at 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. And again, we will take as many calls as we can. We're on the air until 10 o'clock tonight. For those of you who have just left the ballpark and maybe you had a meal or a beverage following it, you just got back in your car, drive safely, of course, give me a call at 312-644-6767. We'll also update the scoreboard as Detroit beats Seattle, and now they've got a Game 5 coming up in Seattle. Javi Baez with a couple of hits and drove in 4 runs. And then at Yankee Stadium, Toronto with a 2-1 series lead, and right now the Blue Jays lead the Yankees at ball game in the 7th inning of play. Toronto 2 and New York 1. And just getting underway is Philadelphia and the Dodgers. And we can't give you a start time tomorrow for the Cubs game until we find out what's happening with the Dodgers and Phillies. And you can set the dial here on 670 The Score. 312-644-6767. What's your biggest play of the game tonight? I want to hear from you, and before you get to Game 5, you got to get to Game 4, but I am very, very confident this series is going 5, and the Cubs are going to win it in Milwaukee. And also, You know, I was not at the ballpark tonight, but I have attended games with the Brewers and Cubs in the regular season. There are a lot of Brewers fans, and I'm wondering how many Brewers fans were there, because on the radio and what I saw on television, I mean, you had 40,000 Cubs fanatics attending this game. All right, we've got plenty going on right here. We've got a lot of tape and a lot of interviews. Bruce Levine has been in the Cubs locker room. We also are going to hear from the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy. And again, Craig Counsell was live right here on 670 The Score. We had PFC and PCA had post-game interview that we had live right here on 670 The Score with Bruce Levine as well in the NLDS series again tomorrow at Wrigley Field, and you'll hear it on 670 The Score. We have Spiegel and Holmes. They'll be live from Gallagher Way outside from 2 to 6, and then we'll have Rami Amalkoff, and he'll be on from 6 until 7:30, and every local broadcast to Cubs playoff baseball can be heard on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Let's go to the phone lines now at 312-644-6767, and let's go to Justin on the north side. Justin, how are you?
Doing all right, Chuck.
Hey, Justin, were you at the game tonight, or did you listen and watch it?
I was at the game. I took two of my baby girls. We had a blast. Unfortunately, I was surrounded by Brewers fans.
Really?
But, yes, unfortunately, yeah. They were making some noise. But, you know, I'm happy the Cubs won. I'd like if Matthew Boyd starts tomorrow. He's going to be on 4 days rest. I like my chances.
Yep. And you know what? I mean, listen, here's what's going to happen for both managers. I mean, they could care less, really, about a Game 5. They got to get Game 4, and especially, obviously, for the Cubs on the brink of elimination. But they're going to empty the bullpen. Both teams are going to empty it. If you get in a close game, I guarantee you Pat Murphy is not going to worry about Game 5 at Milwaukee as a backup plan. There is no backup plan. If you can seize a game, you get it. Tonight, Milwaukee went, they were 2 of 9 with runners in scoring position. You realize that? I mean, that's an amazing stat. And so, I mean, you know, fundamentally, Milwaukee did not play a good game whatsoever. But I thank you for the call, Justin. 312-644-6767. And again, if you're just leaving the ballpark, give me a call. If you caught the game on radio driving home from work, or maybe you caught the game on television, and joining us right now on 670 The Score, we invite your calls. Dave in Northbrook, welcome. 670 The Score. Go ahead.
Hi, Chuck. I love your energy, but did I hear you correctly that you just said you guaranteed the Cubs are going to win this series?
Yes, I am.
Did I hear it right? Or?
Well, listen, let me tell you how I played this out. Before the series started, before the Padres series started, I took the Cubs in 3 over San Diego. I took the Cubs in 5 over Milwaukee. Now, the series that looks like the Dodgers are going to win it. I thought Philadelphia, and again, they may be able to win 3 straight, but it certainly appears the Dodgers are going to win this series. I took Philadelphia to beat the Dodgers in 5. That obviously doesn't look good right now, but whoever the Cubs play in the National League Championship Series, I think they're going to win that series. I really do. And this isn't, you know, Joe Bag of Donuts talking. I think the Cubs, there is something going on with this ball club that I really, really like. And somehow, some way, I love the resilience on this team. And Milwaukee's had a tremendous year, a great year. The stretch they had, they were simply unbeatable. But then they came back down to earth, and they find a way to keep, you know, sending out, you know, players, getting it done. Their pitching staff is banged up. I got to give them a lot of credit, but they're not going to win this series. Period.
May I do the Samuel L. Jackson from Pulp Fiction?
Sure.
Allow me to retort. I've been watching Ian Happ swing through pitches in the zone for the last 2 months. Matt Shaw can't hit a lick. PCA is not hitting for power. The only guys in this lineup that are doing anything are Bush and Horner. I just don't see that they have enough in them to match playoff baseball. They barely scratched out 4 runs today. Should have had 8 or 9 runs in those first 2 innings. I love your enthusiasm. I used to love you when you did the, I love you when they do the Bulls. I love you when with your energy and your passion. I just don't see it. I think it ends tomorrow, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope you're right, but I just don't see that they got it in them. I'll let you. You can retort to my
report. Listen, you know what? You make a valid point. I mean, Hap is sitting under 100, right? And PCA is sitting 227. And, you know, Swanson's really struggling. But a win is a win. And you know what? You take the win. You never apologize for winning a ball game in any sport. And I think they're going to win tomorrow. And then the pressure, the momentum will be in favor of the Cubs, and there's going to be a ton of pressure on the Brewers in Game 5. And I thank you for the call. Xavier was at the game, and you've joined us right here on 670 The Score. Xavier, how you doing?
Doing good. Thanks for taking my call.
What was it like being a fan tonight at Wrigley Field?
It was exciting. The last time I went was 2015 in the wild card against the Cards, so it felt the same, but it was great.
That was your first game you've seen in 10 years?
No, I went to one at the beginning of this year sometime, I went in 2016 as well, but it's been a minute.
Okay, now how did you get your tickets? Did you get them online? Did you walk up? Or tell me about how you acquired them.
Yeah, so a buddy of mine, I reached out to you, and we were talking about going after winning the wild card, and it built from there, the excitement. So he went on to StubHub and got two tickets, and here we are.
Well, I'm glad you called. So tell me about the ball game.
Hello?
Yep.
Hi, my name is Quinn from the West Side. I didn't watch the game. I was dozing off, falling asleep because I got a big day at work. I work at the airport. Go Cubs, go. I got Cubs blood in my veins that we will win tomorrow and to force a game 5, and we going to finish off the Brewers once and for all.
Well, I love your enthusiasm. Thank you so much for the call. See, I tell you, see what happens when you win a ball game? It gets contagious. I'm telling you right now, Tyler. Tyler Butenbaum, by the way, is our go-to guy here at the studio when we do Bulls games. Rich Wyatt, of course, spins the dial at the United Center. Tyler's looking at me and saying, do you know what you're saying, Swirsk? Do you have any idea? Now, hey, listen, I'm Joe Bag of Donuts, right? And I'm just, I love Chicago sports. And am I a homer? Probably. But nonetheless, I'm thinking Cubs in 5. And that's what I started with. I'm going to go down with them. And I think they're going to beat the Brewers. I really do.
I like it. I mean, I had Cubs in 5 in my prediction on Friday with Rami Makhlouf.
So there you go.
I'm right there with you, Chuck.
Yeah, and see, I think that, you know, I think the station now has embraced Cubs in 5. And, yeah, okay, let's go back to the phone lines. Do we go to where? Where are we going here? We have a lot of lines.
Let's go to Jake. He's coming from the game.
All right, Jake, what's happening? You're on 670 The Score.
Swirsky, what's happening, man? It was good seeing the Bulls at the stadium here today, so a lot of good Bulls juju going on. I'm sure you're happy about that.
Well, of course. Now, who was at the game tonight repping the Bulls?
Well, it was. I think the entire team was there. I saw Io DeSumo was in there. I thought I saw Vooch in there.
Nice.
Modest was there. So there was a lot of a good former Cubs, too. Fergie was out there. Hawk was out there. So there was some good people out there today.
Very good.
But I'll tell you what. Play the game for us. I'm with my wife. It's her birthday. Wanted to take her out to the Cubs game and our kids, too. So first playoff win that they got to witness in person. The play of the game was Bush's home run. I'll tell you what, because the crowd was a little nervous at the beginning. I was expecting the towels to be waving and people to be going crazy. But when the Brewers took that first inning lead, it was kind of like the air just was let out of the balloon, right? But when Bush came up and hit that home run, and we had that four-run inning, you know, it injected some energy. Just need a little bit more offense, though. It was a little dead the next few innings there.
Well, again, I get what you're saying, and you're right. This is playoff baseball, and you know sometimes you have to give credit where credit's due. I thought Milwaukee's bullpen did an exceptional job, and if you think about it, even though Priester obviously didn't get out of the first inning, that wild pitch by Mears really, really cost him. Because, you know, if you hold the Cubs to three runs in the first, you say to yourself, okay, you know what? And then they start chipping away. But, you know, when the Cubs needed a strikeout and the pitchers got it done, but the defense, Horner, was exceptional. So I thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I hope you can go back to Wrigley Field for another playoff game after tomorrow. 312-644-6767. And who's next? All right, let's go to Naperville, and let's go to Phil. Phil, what's going on?
It's Naperville. Don't worry about it. Driving back from the game now. When it comes to the center field bleachers, electric. It kind of reminded me of Game 5 against Cleveland in the World Series. I mean, people were jacked. I think the biggest aspects of the game were Tyone pitched a great 3 2/3 inning or 4 innings, whatever he pitched. I obviously Bush's home run, but PCA getting that base hit as well. Those were the three things that made the biggest difference, at least in my mind, in terms of the game itself. And so, yeah, we can come back tomorrow and win.
Yep, no doubt. Yep. They will win. Appreciate the call. 312-644-6767. And let's go to Oak Lawn with Mo on 670 The Score.
How's it going, Chuck?
Good. Thanks, Mo. Mo, are you there? Please turn down the radio so you don't get the feedback.
I got you.
Okay. Mo, sorry about that. We got to take another call. Let's go to Jill. Jill was at the game on 670 The Score. Hello, Jill.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Jill from Glenview. I couldn't even watch. I was with my husband and my brother. Seriously, the eighth inning, I had to sit down. But you know what? The guy who spoke before me, I was at Game 5 of the World Series. It mimicked that game the same. And let's remember what happened after that game. Who won the World Series?
Well, the Cubs won, obviously, with that rain delay certainly helped, right?
Oh, I mean, I had to go in the garage during the rain delay. I couldn't watch that either.
You know, it,
I miss a lot of baseball.
Yeah, people. If you ask any Chicago sports fan, where were you for Game 7, they could tell you exactly what they were doing. And I'll tell you what I was doing. I was on the tarmac in Boston. The Bulls were playing the Celtics, and we boarded the plane, and we waited until the end of that game to depart. And it was a moment I will never, ever forget. It was really nice. But so you were at the game, and it was the crowd was going crazy. And how many times?
Crazy.
And so as a fan, when they have men on base, or you know the Cubs are really struggling. I mean, do you close your eyes? Do you take a walk? What do you do?
Literally, I went. My husband and brother were there. I go, you know what? I'm going to go like buy a sweatshirt or something. I went downstairs and bought a sweatshirt and came back. I'm just that person. I love watching it. I love going. We watch every game. My mom watches every game during the season. But when they get to those points, you just can't take it. Like, your blood pressure goes up. And even at the end, Chuck, even at the end, I was like, please, God, just let's make it happen. And then that feeling of relief when they win, it's just so exciting. And I'm with you. I say we take the series.
All right. Well, again, you can take it to the bank. And I'm not a gambling type of guy. I just want to let you know that. But I do feel in my heart the Cubs are going to win this series. And I appreciate the call, Jill. Thanks so much. Wally, you were at the game on 670 The Score. What's going on, Wally?
Hey, hi, Chuck. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Chuck, I love your enthusiasm. I hope you're right. But we are running on fumes right now.
Yeah, I think we lost Wally. Try and call back, Wally. Thank you. We're going to take a break at 8:35 right here on 670 The Score. We got highlights. We've got interviews. We got everything going on. We're on the air until 10 o'clock tonight. And let's go. Let's see. Right now, Toronto with a 4-1 lead over the Yankees. And again, that ball game in the seventh inning of play, if the Jays win it, they will go on in the American League Championship Series to take on either the Tigers or the Mariners. And with the Detroit win this afternoon, they're headed back to the Pacific Northwest for Game 5 on Friday. And again, we will keep you posted on what's going on with the Dodgers in Philadelphia. That ball game is scoreless in L.A., and, again, Philadelphia down in that series. Do we want to take a break right now? All right, well, let's take a break. Then we'll come back to the phone lines at 312-644-6767. Chuck Swirsky with you. Tyler Butimore producing our broadcast tonight right here on the home of the Cubs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're back with more Chuck Swirsky on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Here's a swing and a high fly ball to deep right off the bat of Bush. Back is Frelick. That ball at the wall. Gone! Michael Bush with a home run to right. Ball game tied 1-1. Game on.
All right, that's the voice of Hall of Famer, Pat Hughes. Pat, along with Ron Coomer, Zach Zabin, will be on the air tomorrow. We don't know the time yet based on what's going on with Philadelphia and the Dodgers. That ball game right now remains in the second inning, and it is scoreless in L.A. Meantime, let's update what's happening with the American League with Toronto and New York, as New York has the bags loaded in the seventh inning, bottom of the seventh, with Toronto holding on with a 4-1 lead. And again, we'll keep you posted right here on 670 The Score. You heard the highlight with Michael Busch. He's the first player to hit multiple leadoff home runs in the same series in a single postseason. Can you believe? I mean, I didn't know that, honestly, until I got this text from Ryan Porth, the assistant czar, or assistant to the czar, Mitch Rosen. I had no idea. You would think somebody would have done it, like Ricky Henderson or someone, but no, it's Michael Busch.
All I have to say is, ay caramba.
Yeah, exactly, Pat. Thank you. Tyler Butibaugh. Tyler's my guy. Tyler, where do we go to next? Right here on the phone lines at 312-644-6767. And John, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Chuck?
Good, John. You know what? I'm reading these texts. And you can text us as well at 312-644-6767. And I'll tell you what, there are people who say, Chuck, keep it up, Cubs in five. And then there are people who are saying, Chuck, you are out of your mind. You are Joe Bag of Donuts. The Brewers are going to win tonight or tomorrow night, and this series is over. Well, again, you know what? I guarantee you the Cubs are winning tomorrow, and they are going to shock the Brewers in Milwaukee. And I thank you for the call. Terry and TJ from the game. Hey, Terry.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, Chuck, how you doing? We're coming home from the game.
Yes.
Oh, unbelievable. I'm not going to lie to you. I was nervous about Keller coming in there, but, man, he did the job.
Well, yeah, and he did do the job. And actually, I thought for the most part, I mean, you look at the Cubs and the way that Council is trying to massage this rotation along with the relievers. I mean, this is right now, you've got to have everyone ready. And I think Craig Council, who's going to join us in a few moments from the podium after he spoke to reporters, and we'll play that tape in a few minutes. But again, you know what, these managers, every move, they are under the microscope. Every single move. And they know the importance of every single batter. That's what happens. That's the beauty of postseason baseball. And so that's why in a series, you've got to go, especially in a five-game series, three-game series we just had with San Diego, just, you know, tell the bullpen, every guy, you better be ready. It doesn't matter. One hitter, three hitters, five hitters, whatever, you got to give it to me, period. And I'm glad you called, and I'm glad you enjoyed the game. Wally from is driving in, and he's back from the game. Wally, how are you doing on 670 of the score?
I'm doing great, Chuck. Hey, was at the game tonight and actually got to participate in some of the pregame festivities on the field. And what an experience to be on the field before the game in front of 40,000 screaming fans, something I'll never forget. You know, I love your enthusiasm, and I hope you're right. I want the Cubs to win this just as bad as anybody. But we're really running on fumes. If Shota or Boyd sees the mound again in this series, we're done. And I'm not just saying that based on their last outings. Their last month, they just run out of bullets. And our 3-4 pitchers, Ray and Tyone, have been our aces. And I hope we start Ray game four and maybe with Assad as a backup. But we're just we're running on fumes.
Well, you know, let me just say this. Everyone's running on fumes. The Cubs aren't the only team. Let me tell you what. But I will say this in defense of the Cubs, that number one, I do think their defense saves them a lot of agony. Their defense has bailed them out time and time again. Their defense is superb up the middle. It's the best in baseball, period. And one other point I want to make very clear is that, you know, Craig Council has taken a beating by the fans for some of the moves he's made. Show me one manager in Major League Baseball history, and you can go with the greatest of all time. You can have any pick of any era, dating back to the 1800s to here it is in 2025. And people can say, who is the best manager in the game today in Major League Baseball? And you can say to yourself, all right, who is the best manager in Major League Baseball? Who would that be? Really, who would it be? Dave Roberts of the Dodgers? Maybe, maybe not. Is it Cora of Boston? Maybe, maybe not. I mean, so when you look at managers, especially in a series, this is what they get paid to do. I get it. They have to embrace the pressure. But I think Craig Counsell is a really, really good manager. And I think he's going to prove that. And I'll say one other thing before we go back to the phone lines is that if the Cubs win tomorrow, and if the Cubs, regardless of what happens in the championship series, if they beat Milwaukee and come back from down 2-0, hey, whatever happens in the NLCS is, you know what, cream on top. You know, you can put the cream, you can put the cherry, you can put everything. This has been a really, really good year for the Cubs. And even if they don't get out of the Brewers series, and I think they will, this has been a superb series. And then they can worry about the offseason with their pitching staff, and they can talk about Tucker, and that's a story that we'll, you know, think about in the offseason. But for now, they're going to get game four. They really are. So thank you. Let's go Wally back from the game, or who do we go to next, Tyler? Let's go to Lee. Lee, what's going on?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, fantastic game. I mean, I've heard people talk about it as we go here. When you win a run ball game, there's 9 million things that were critical in it. But there's a couple goofy things happen too. I mean, you were talking about the Cubs defense, and I agree, it's top-notch. But what about that one ball in the infield that fell with nobody taking a chance at it?
Well, number one, that was not, I repeat, that was not an infield fly rule, okay? Number two,
it could have been. It was never called because no one made a play on the ball.
Well, no, number two, yeah, but they didn't. But they were unsure, and they lost the ball in the sun. And let me tell you what. There wasn't one player on that infield that was sure where that ball was. Because if they knew where that ball was, that would have been caught. That was not miscommunication. That was Mother Nature. And even Craig Counsell said the umpires got it right. So, Lee, but thank you for the call. Drive safely. John was at the game. John, you're on 670 The Score.
Hey, how you doing? I was at the game. It was awesome. I didn't see very many Brewers fans at all. It was really all Cubs fans. Even when the Brewers scored, you couldn't hear any screaming or shouting or cheering. And then leaving the stadium, there was plenty of people. I mean, we're shoulder to shoulder. And, you know, didn't see very many Brewers fans at all, maybe one or two. But I totally agree with you. I think today all the pressure was on the Cubs, and they found a way. Somehow they found a way. Tomorrow, the Brewers are going to be thinking about one thing, and that's not getting to game five. They're going to be playing not to lose. They're going to be tight. If the Cubs can come out loose, jump on them, anything can happen in game five, and I like our chances up in Milwaukee.
I love it, 100%. Couldn't have said it any better, John. Thank you very much for the call, leaving one line open at 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. Toronto has added a run now in the top of the eighth. They now lead the Yankees 5-1. Wow. Let's see. What else? We have more text saying, yeah, the Bulls players were at the game. We have a text saying, Chuck, I'm a Brewers fan. What are you on? Hey, I only drink Mr. Pibb when Chicago sports teams are losing, okay? I've got my six-pack of Mr. Pibb when I'm watching the Bears. But, you know, just for the record, the Bears are going to beat the Packers. I'm just saying. And we'll be doing post-game with Olin Krutz and Patrick Manley after the game with the Commodores and the Bears. And, Tyler, I don't know if you're working that night. I'm telling you right now, the Bears are going into D.C. And last year was short-term memory. I can't think about last year at all with that game. I'm telling you, they're going into D.C. and they're beating the Commanders.
Go Bears!
Yep, absolutely. Who do we go to next? Let's go to Sandra from St. Charles. You were at the game, Sandra?
Yep. Go ahead. It's me and my son, Julio.
Oh, we down by the schoolyard. That was Paul Simon. So, hey, tell me, how did you get your tickets?
We got them on the MLB app, pre-sale.
Really? Now, take me through that. You go online to the MLB app, and you do the pre-sale. Do they contact you saying congrats, or did you just get the tickets right then and there?
I got the tickets right then and there. I'm telling you, Chuck, I've been at a game the last five games, including the wild cards, and I needed my grandpa's blood pressure pills after this game. My heart was racing. It was going up and down. That home run had me jumping off my seat.
Okay, so in that kind, I mean, do you close your eyes? Do you take a walk? Do you go on the concourse or what?
I don't know. I just blacked out and I saw myself jumping up and down.
Well, I'm glad you attended the game. Now, are you going to be able to go back tomorrow?
Hopefully, I will. Hopefully.
All right. Well, enjoy yourself, and I appreciate the call. And you better get ready for the National League Championship Series. I am so confident the Cubs are going to win this series. Book it. Thank you. Let's see. Who else was at the game? Can we go to Lisa? You're on 670 The Score.
Hi. How are you?
Good,
I'm
Lisa.
I'm so excited. Let's go, Cubs.
And so I assume you were at the game, right?
I was, and it was my first time ever to attend any type of playoff game, and everyone had told me, oh, my God, once in your life you have to go to, like, a playoff or a series, World Series game or whatever. You can feel the electricity go through your body. You can also feel that 40,000 people, like the guy before me said, just hanging on the edge of their seats, like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And there were a bunch of Milwaukee fans around me, really making a lot of noise. But, I'm with you. Cubs could definitely do it. Cubs could definitely do it. My friend is a Red Sox fan, and he keeps telling me, hey, remember the Red Sox in 2004, man. The Cubs can do it.
Yep. And for historians, remember the Yankees had a 3-0 series lead, and the Red Sox won four straight games. So I'm telling you right now, the Cubs are going to win this series, period. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Randy. Randy, you're on 670 The Score.
Hey, you know, I respect you so much, and I bleed Cubby Blue. I love the Cubs, but I just, if the Cubs do this, it's going to be all because of the players. I think you're giving way too much credit to Craig Counsell. He made a big mistake when they left Javier Assad off of this playoff roster. He had a fresh arm, hadn't pitched all year, pitched great in September. Colin Ray pitched great in September. And it was obvious to everybody that that Shota and our starting staff was tired, and we haven't seen Colin Ray or Javier Assad pitching in big games. We still, you know what, tomorrow all the Brewers have to do is start a lefty, and we'll see Turner at first base, and we'll take one of your hottest hitters out of the lineup and put him on the bench. So I don't give Craig Counsell any props for anything at all. He might make some good moves every now and then, but he's left some really obvious moves on the table that he didn't make. I'm rooting for the players. I love those guys. I think they got heart. They can do it, but it won't be in – part because of Craig Counsell's decisions. But thanks anyway for being positive, Chuck.
No, well, again, you're entitled to your opinion. Is Assad on the playoff roster for this series? I don't think he is. So just to clarify things for you and correct you. But again, I think this is an organizational series. Now, does the manager have a lot of input? Obviously. But whenever you're going over a playoff roster, it's not, you don't think Jed Hoyer is involved in this? You have to believe he is when they sit down and start talking about a playoff roster. I don't know that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm just guessing on that, but you would think that they would have a combination of the front office with input, analytics with input, the manager with input, the coaching staff. That's why they call it a team, right? We're going to take a break. Bruce Levine's going to join us. We got plenty of highlights, plenty of interviews, plenty of phone lines, plenty of texts. This is Chuck Swirsky. 670 The Score. Cubs win.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.